with this KLEM Sports Update for this Friday, May 5th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Versteeg. Yesterday, there was a lot of golf and a lot of track taking place around Northwest Iowa involving Plymouth County teams. We'll start first with the Missouri River Activities Conference track and field meet that was actually postponed after 13 events due to the lightning and rainstorm that came Sioux City's way. Taking a look at some of the individual results that were able to take place in the boys' high jump, Sione Fafita won the conference title and he tied the conference and school record with a 6'7" jump. He took first place. Wanding Hosniak took second in the high jump, 6'4". Girls sprint medley, Lamar's was second in that. 3,000-meter run on the girls' side, Becca Holinsky took third. Trace Obing took third of the boys' 3,200-meter run, and he was only 2.5 seconds off a future Nebraska Husker long-distance runner in Gabe Nash. Boys 4x800-meter relay, Lamar's took first, 8:37.79. Alex Allen, Tegan Kazel, Connor Peterson, and Sam McIntyre ran that race. Girls shuttle hurdle, first place for the Bulldogs, Savannah Manley, Aubrey Lusink, Liberty Larson, and Claire Susamil. And the boys shuttle hurdle took second for Lamar's. Boys 100-meter dash, an 11-second flat time for Sione Fafita. As part of a good finish, top three runners all within 0.04 of a second. In the girls' distance medley, Lamar's taking the top spot with Ariana Westhoff, Holly McNaughton, Sienna Cass, and Mackenzie DeRocher, 4:27.3 seconds. In the girls' 400-meter dash, two of the top three to the Bulldogs, Maya Hogreave took first, Claire Biedelsbacher third, and in the boys' 400-meter dash, Bo Wadley took second. Girls' 4x2 relay, Lamar's was second in that, and the boys' high hurdles at 110 meters, Ryan Sadowski took second. Once again, 13 events were completed. They have six more to go if they get an opportunity to make those up. The Lamar's girls were in the lead when the weather delay hit, 86.5 points as a team. Sioux City East second. Sergeant Bluff Luton was third. On the boys' side, Sioux City East had the lead at 116 points. Lamar's was second with 97, and Bishop Heelan third, Sergeant Bluff Luton fourth. There's talks about this resuming on Monday, but the conference ADs need to meet to actually finalize that. In Haywarden, the West Sioux Falcon Relays taking place with five Plymouth County schools in action there. Let's take a look at the individual highlights. There's a lot of them. Starting in the girls' 100-meter dash, Remsen St. Mary's sprinters Claire Schrader and Whitney Jensen go second and third. In the girls' 200-meter dash, Lauren Sadoff of Akron Westfield was second. 800-meter run saw Ava Lang of Hinton take second. Girls' 1,500-meter run, Casey Allen of Hinton dominates and wins by 21 seconds. Girls' 3,000-meter run, Audrey Etter of MMCRU dominates and wins by 31 seconds. In the girls' 100-meter hurdles, Claire Schrader, top spot of 15.72 seconds. Girls' 400-meter hurdles saw Sophie Rudin of Galen take the top spot, 1:11.63. Girls' 4x2 relay, Hinton won that. They also won the 4x4, the sprint medley, and the distance medley relay. And that's why Hinton showed so well on the team scores. Girls' shuttle hurdle, Remsen St. Mary's won that by 7 seconds. Of course, they're the defending champs in that event, state champs. Girls' long jump, Bailey Bouvey of Hinton won it with 15 feet, 5.5 inches, her best jump. Girls' shot put, Lauren Kunkel took that at 37 feet, 2 inches for Hinton. Girls' discus, Lauren Kunkel won it, 116 feet, 10 inches for the sweep for Kunkel. The girls' team standings, Hinton won the Falcon Relays last night with 153 points. Western Christian was second, Lawton Bronson third, and it's Galen Catholic in fourth. MMCRU took the fifth spot, Remsen St. Mary's sixth, and Akron Westfield was eighth. To the boys' highlights, it was Keaton Bonderson winning the short distance 100-meter dash, 10.96 seconds. Great time for Bondo. He also won the 200-meter dash at 22.63 seconds. Then Galen Catholic's Chance Carlson won the 400-meter dash at 52.51 seconds. Galen also won the 800-meter run with Ryan Augustine, 2:07.63. In the boys' 1,600-meter run, Caden Gallis proves to be dominant again in the long distance, 4:51.31. And, oh, by the way, MMCRU made it a sweep. Wyatt Ollis took second place in the 1,600-meter. In the 3,200-meter, Caden Gallis won that by 28.5 seconds for the Royals. In the boys' 110-meter hurdles, Cole McCarty of Galen, first place, 15.84 seconds. And in the 400-meter hurdles, Gage Johnson of MMCRU took that at 59.32 seconds. To some relays, Galen Catholic won the 4x4 and the 4x8. MMCRU won the distance medley. Field events saw Lucas Braun of MMCRU win the high jump at 6 feet even. Boys long jump, Hinton's Beau DeRosier, 21 feet 5 inches. And the throwing event sweep, as per usual for Ian Blau. He won the shot put, 53 feet 11 inches, and he won the discus at 161 feet 3 inches. He won the discus by almost 22 feet in a dominant showing for a state competitor, Drake Relays competitor in the throws. To the team totals, Galen Catholic won the West Sioux Falcon Relays with 163 points. MMCRU was second. They also eclipsed 100 at 101. Hinton took the third spot in an all Plymouth County top three. Lawton Bronson was fourth. Akron Westfield came up in seventh place at the Falcon Relays. We've got links to individual results. They're all up on our website at KLEM1410.com. Also there on our sports scores and results page, some golf results from yesterday. In girls golf in the Missouri River Activities Conference, the Lamar's girls narrowly lost their matchup with Bishop Heelan at home, 222 to 233, excuse me. And then some Warrigal Conference makeups and duels. This was a triangular at Willow Creek Golf Course. It saw Akron Westfield beat Galen Catholic 203 to 218 with Lainey Schutneck winning the medalist in that duel, 47 for her total. And then Ashlyn Kramer takes medals in both Hinton duels as the Blackhawks beat Galen Catholic 205 to 218. And Akron Westfield took down Hinton 203 to 205. But Ashlyn Kramer shot 45 in both of those duels. MMCRU hosted a duel, double duel, of course, Harris Lake Park and Hartley Melvin Sanborn. The Royals took down Harris Lake Park 208 to 234. Sophia Hobach was the medalist for the Royals there with a 48. Then HMS got the better of MMCRU 204 to 208. And HMS took down HLP as well 204 to 234. And then the Remsen St. Mary's girls matched up with West Sioux, who did not have enough golfers to fill a full team card, so the Hawks got the win there. They scored 200 as a team. Bella Ahrens scored 48 and was the individual medalist. To boys golf in the Warrigal Conference yesterday, Akron Westfield, they won the duel with Galen Catholic 159 to 175 and the duel with Hinton 159 to 177. Carter Wilkin was the medalist in both of those for Akron Westfield, shooting a 37, and that gives Akron Westfield the regular season conference title. They won the tournament on Monday, and now they win the regular season title as well. Galen Catholic then beat Hinton in their matchup, 175 to 177, but it was Caden Barrett of Hinton who got the medalist award with a 39. Then to the MMCRU double duel, the Royals took down Hartley Melvin Sanborn, 176 to 184. Camden Bork, he won the medalist honor, shooting a 40. Then Harris Lake Park narrowly got the better of MMCRU, 172 to 176, and HLP beat HMS as well, 172 to 184. Remsen St. Mary's, they swept their double duel, 172 to 186 over West Sioux, and then 172 to 181 over Trinity Christian. Hunter Pick medaled in the Trinity Christian duel, shooting a 39. Trinity Christian beat West Sioux 181 to 186. To some more sports action from yesterday, just one that's pertinent to our area, and that's the Lamar's boys tennis team going for the unbeaten record in Missouri River Conference dual tennis. Now, they could not quite do that. They lost to Sergeant Bluff Luton yesterday at home, 5-4. Great matches all around. The Bulldogs had tied it up. They were actually down 4-2 after the singles matches, then got two doubles wins, but unfortunately the court three doubles went the way of Sergeant Bluff Luton, and the Bulldogs could not pull off the win over the Warriors in such a tight duel there here in town. Again, all these scores are found on our website. That's at KLEM1410.com. Hover over the Sports tab at the top of the homepage, and in the drop-down menu, click on Sports Scores and Results. Finally, on our sports schedule for today, there's not a whole lot for it being a Friday. Just one golf action. Kingsley Pearson girls golf remaking up a duel. They're heading to Aurelia to take on Alta Aurelia today. For more sports news, check out KLEM1410.com and Also, be sure to follow us on our Twitter page as well. We are at KLEM Sports on Twitter. This has been your Friday KLEM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.